Today's daf is Maikot and Daf Gimel, and we have 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Beis Amid Beis Tanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, Baruch ben Rachel, Chayim Malka bas Sheva, Chana Tova bas Sara Risha, Meira Chava bas Shoshana, and Devora Ita bas Kela Bracha. Today's daf's also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram Yitzchak ben Yechiel Mechel. So yesterday we began a new Masechta, Masechtas Moed Katan. Masechtas Moed Katan begins discussing the Moed Katan, which is Chol HaMoed. And it began with a rather technical halacha. Halacha related to the fact that it's aser to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, stating that the Gemara says that Chazal were given the ability to pick and choose and decide what malachas are mutter, what malachas are aser, when it's mutter to do a malacha, and when it would be aser to do a malacha. We mentioned that there are five categories of times that you're allowed to do malacha. The first Mishnah discusses one of them, and that is if there's a davara of it. So in the event that not doing malacha is going to cause a person hefsed, so the halacha is you're allowed to do malacha. And the Mishnah said it in the context of an agricultural tzir. The Mishnah said you're allowed to water a beis hashlachin. You're allowed to water a field that relies on irrigation in order for it to thrive on Chol HaMoed, even though watering a field is a malacha. But at the same time, this is something that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. And then the Mishnah gave a caveat. The Mishnah said, however, you could only water it from a spring. You can't use rainwater and you can't use well water. And the reason the Gemara explained this is because doing that would involve excessive tircha. And although you're allowed to do malacha for a hefsed, but if there's a tircha yaseir, in that case, you're not going to be able to do it. So really, in summation, the Mishnah said two halachas related to doing malacha on Chol HaMoed. Number one, if there's a davara of it, and davara of it is defined as there's a hefsed that you are going to incur in the event that you don't do malacha, which is not the same as saying I'm going to lose out on profits, that we don't care about. But if you're physically going to lose money by not doing malacha, you're allowed to do malacha. But even then, you're only allowed to do malacha to the extent that it doesn't involve tircha yaseir. If it involves tircha yaseir, then you wouldn't be able to do it. That was the topic of Maikot and Daf Beis. Maikot and Daf Gimel is going to discuss the next halacha in the Mishnah. Meaning, the Mishnah said, Mashkin Beis Hashlochim B'moyed, on Chol HaMoed. And then the Mishnah said, very next word, Mashkin Beis Hashlochim. So the same halacha that's true for Chol HaMoed is also true for Shemitah. Meaning, you're allowed to water a field during the Shemitah year, assuming it's a Beis HaShlochin, and assuming that you don't do it in a way where it's going to involve Tircha Yaseira. And the truth is that this idea that you're allowed to water a field on Shemitah is a very, very, very big chiddush. Why is it a big chiddush? Because you know you're not allowed to work your field on Shemitah. That is what Shemitah is. So how could the Mishnah say Mashkin Beis Hashlochim B'moyed? And what are you worried about? A hefsid? Of course, the whole Shemitah is about hefsid. The Torah says V'tzivisi Esperchas, so you don't have to worry about it. Not touching your field for a year is Ein Locha Hefsid G'day L'Mizu. But Afal Pikein, as I state in the Torah, you're not allowed to do that. The Mishnah says, Mashkin Beis Hashlochim B'Shvi'is, there's no question that it's very B'Kiddush. That is going to be the topic of today's daf. And really, in order to appreciate today's daf, just to have a little bit of context, we just have to go through three psukim in the Torah, just to understand a little bit better, because the Gemara is going to really go into it, the basic halacha in the Torah that says one is not allowed to do work in this field on Shemitah. The Pasuk says in Parashas Bahar, right in the beginning, Pasuk Gimel, Sheishanim Tizra Sodecha, Vesheishanim Tizmar Karmecha, Vasavtu Estvos, for 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, you could do whatever you want. Sheishas Yomim Tasim Alachtecha, 6 days of the week, in the same vein, Sheishanim, for 6 years during the Shemitah cycle, you could do whatever you want. Vashon HaShviyas, but on the 7th year, Shabbos, Shabbosoin, Yiel Oretz, Shabbos Lashem. The field has a Shabbos. It has to rest. What does that mean? And the Pasuk gives examples. Number one, Sad Chaloy Sizra. You're not allowed to plant in your field. Vikarma Chaloy Sizmar. You're not allowed to prune in your vineyard. Planting, we know what that means. Pruning, maybe. So what does it mean to prune? To prune would mean to cut branches to promote and to stimulate additional growth. It's me'inyan le'inyan ba'oysa inyan. A sfiach kitzircha lo'y siktar. You're not allowed to cut tfuah on Shemitah. Ve'es inve nizirecha lo'y siftar. Additionally, you're not allowed to cut grapes. So b'tzira is to grapes what k'tzira is to grain. Shnas shabosin yiyah la'aretz. And again, the Torah says it should be a shnas shabosin. So really, the pasuk speaks very generally. It says that you have to rest on the Shemitah year, which would imply you're not allowed to do any avoda in the field. But then the pasuk singles out four examples of things that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to plant, sadcha lo sizra. You're not allowed to prune, the karmacha lo sizmar. You're not allowed to cut tfua, a sviach kitzircha lo siktar. And you're not allowed to cut grapes, as invei nizirecha lo sivtar. So again, generally, you're not allowed to do malacha, but then the Torah goes in and gives four examples. There's another pasuk in the Torah that mentions another malacha that you're not allowed to do on Shemitah. This pasuk is actually tucked away. It's in Parshas Kisisa. So when you think of Parshas Kisisa, you think of the Malachas HaMishkan, you think of the Chet HaEgel. So this is tucked away in Parshas Kisisa. There's one pasuk that, according to some Tanaim, talks about Shemitah. It says, Sheshes Yomim Tavoid, Uvayoy Mashvi Tishbois. That's Shabbos. And then it says, Becharish Uvakotzer Tishbois. Rabbi Akiva learned that Bacharosh uvakatzer Tishbois is referring to Shemitah. And if that's the case, the Pasuk just added another example of a malacha that you're not allowed to do on Shemitah. And that is, you're not allowed to be chayresh, you're not allowed to plow. It says katzer, but that it also says in Parshas Bahar. So we have really, if you think about it, we have five different malachas that the Torah mentions specifically are off limits when it comes to Shemitah. You're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to prune, you're not allowed to cut wheat, which is ktsira, you're not allowed to cut grapes, which is bitsira, and you're also not allowed to be chayresh. So here's the first question. What about everything else? What about all the other malachas? Are you allowed to do them or you're not allowed to do them? On the one hand, you have general psukim that seem to say Shabbos Shabbosin. But then again, the Torah went into such granular detail to single out certain malachas, it almost gives you the vibes that maybe everything else is not as usher. Maybe it's really mutter. That's going to be very much the backdrop of a good portion of today's daf. But as it relates to the starting the daf, the Gemara is really a continuation of what discussed earlier on the Amid, and that is watering plants. We understand that's a malacha 101. Stating that there was a machlokes amiram, what malach it really is. So for example, if somebody would water a plant on Shabbos, he asks a kid that's five, he'll tell you he was mechalal Shabbos. But what exactly did he do wrong? Machlokes, Rabba said that if somebody waters a plant on Shabbos, he's chayef mishum chayresh. Rabbi Yosef said that if someone waters a plant, he's chayef mishum zoireya. On that note, the Gemara returns to its analysis of the Mishnah. Tanan, it said in our Mishnah, Mashkin beis hashlochin b'moyed u'b'shvias. You're allowed to water a beis hashlochin on Chol HaMoed and on Shemitah. So says the Gemara, Bishlam b'moyed, Bishlam, you're allowed to water on Chol HaMoed. I know why. Mishum terchahu u'b'makim seda shoru rabbanon. It's all because of yesterday's daf. El shvias. But you're allowed to water a beis hashlochin on Shemitah? Why? Because there's a pseida? Bein l'man d'amah mishum zareya. Say according to Rav Yosef that holds that if somebody waters a plant, he's chayef for being zareya. Ubein l'man d'amah mishum chayresh. And say according to Rabbah that says if somebody waters a plant, he's chayef mishum chayresh. Zriya v'charisha b'shvias. Mishari, are you allowed to do zriya? Are you allowed to do charisha? Both of them are aser. It says sodchaloi sizra, so we know you can't be zareya. And it says b'charush v'akatzatish bois. We know you're not allowed to do charisha. So Rabbanu Shloim, what's going on over here? How you allowed to be mashkin beis hashlochin b'shvias? B'mayid, whatever. We figure that out. But b'shvias, how you allowed to do it on Shemitah? L'churi, you're being oivi yisurei deiraisa. And the Gemara is going to say two truths to this kasha. Abaya and Rava. Amar Abaya. So Abaya said b'shvias b'zman hazeh. Our Mishnah was discussing shvias nowadays. Shvias b'zman hazeh. V'Rebbe he. And it's going according to Rebbe. Rebbe was Masada, the Mishnah. And this Mishnah that he was Masada was based on his own opinion. What's Rebbe's opinion related to Shvias Bizman Hazeh? Very, very important when you learn Shvias. The time you learn to the Brayis, Rebbe, Yemi, Rebbe says, it says in the Torah, V'zeh Dvar Hashmita Shamoit. It's a double lashon. Shmita Shamoit, B'shnei Shmita Zechasa Medaber. The Pasuk is actually referring to two different types of Shmita. It's Acha Shmita Skarka. One is Shmita Skarka, that's the basic halach of Shmita, that the field has to rest. V'acha Shmita Sksofen. It's also talking about Shmita Sksofen, which means that if somebody lends somebody money, it comes Shmita, unless you write a prosbo, so all the loans are null and void. And Rebbe Darshan, B'zman She'at Meshamit Karka, when Shmita Skarka is Noyeg Midai Raisa, At Meshamit Sksofen, that's when Shmita Sksofen is Noyeg. U'B'zman She'at Meshamit Karka, but if there's ever a time when Shmitas Karka is not noyeg, Yatam Hashamik Ksofim, there's no Shmitas Ksofim either. The point Rebbe was trying to make was that Shmitas Ksofim is totally in Shmitas Karka. That's not the point we want for our sugya. What we want from our sugya is that you see from Rebbe that there are times that Shmitas Karka is noyeg, and then there are times that Shmitas Karka is not noyeg. As if to say, it's possible for a Yid to be living in Eretz Yisrael, and he won't be chayim in Shmita. How's that possible? It says in the Torah, you have to be Shmita. It's as if I told you, there'll be a time to be a Yid, he won't have to wear on tefillin. I hear Shabbos, Yontif, maybe Chol HaMoed, but yo, a Yid has to wear tefillin. What's the Shiloh? So what do you mean, it's possible that there won't be a chayim Shmita? You see, that Rebbe Shita is that sometimes there's actually no Chi of Shmita. And Rebbe held that Shmita is totally in Beis HaMikdash, Roiv of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. That's not really the sugya. But there is a concept of a Shmita b'zman hazeh. There's a concept of there being a time where there's no Chi of Shmita midei reis. Now, even during those times, the Rabbanon said you should be Noyeg Shmita. But the Shmita would be midei Rabbanon. It wouldn't be midei reis. Zok de Gemara, Amr Abaye, first Heretz. Our Mishnah says, Mashkin Beis HaShlachim b'shvias. What's the kasha? Whether it's Zereya, whether it's Chayrish, it's Asa Midei Reis. The Teretz says the Mishnah is talking about Shmita B'zman Hazeh. It's going according to Rebbe that holds Shmita B'zman Hazeh is only Midei Rabbanon. And being that there's a Pseida, B'makom Pseida, Shor Rabbanon, Rabbanon allowed you to be Mashke Beis Hashlochen. Rabba said a second Teretz. He said, Afilu Temi Rabbanon. You can say that the Mishnah is going even according to the Rabbanon. Meaning even the Rabbanon that hold that Shmita B'zman Hazeh is Dei Reis. So there's no such thing as a Shmita de Rabbanon. So what's the kasha? How could you be Mashke Beis Hashlochen? Because of a Pseida, we're going to allow you to be Oiver Nisa Dei Reis? Says Rabba, no. Mashkin Beis Hashlochen is not a Nisa Dei Reis. It's a Nisa de Rabbanon. How could it be Nisa de Rabbanon? Either it's Chayresh or it's Ireya. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef says Rava a tremendous chiddush. Avos aser achmano, toldos loy aser achmano. It says in the Torah that there's certain malachis you're not allowed to do on Shmita. Sodcha loy sizra, v'karmcha loy sizmar, b'charesh uvakatzer tishbois. But those malachis that are aser are only the avos malachis. But the toldos of the malachis are not going to be aser. And of course, the background to Rava's statement is Masechta Shabbos 101. And that is that there are avos malachis and there are toldos malachis. What makes something an av malacha? Rashi gives us a refresher here, Mike Cotton Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and says that if the malach itself was done as part of the malachas HaMishkan, it's considered an av malacha. Otherwise, it would be considered a talda. Meaning, the exact malacha that was done in the Mishkan is considered the av. Anything that's similar to it is included on the same level, but at the same time, it's considered a talda. In Hilchas Shviyos, says Rava, only the avos malacha is harasa. But something that's a tolda would not be aser. So where's the negeya toldas? In Hilchas Shabbos, it's negeya toldas. But in Hilchas Shviyos, there's no such thing as toldas. Okay, says Rava. First of all, how do I know that? Dichsev, he learned it from a pasuk. It says, B'shana HaShviyos, Shabbos Shabbos in Gila Oretz, Sod Choloi Sizra. And then it says, V'karma Choloi Sizmar. And then what does it say afterwards? A sviach kitzircha loy siktzar, ves inve nizirecha loy sivzar. So Rava was bothered with a kasha. He says, Mechdi, Zmira b'chlal zriya. To be zoymer, to prune, is a tolda of planting. Ubitzira b'chlal kitzira. Cutting grapes is a tolda of cutting grapes. So why did Torah mention it? L'meimer dahani toldas mechayev, achronais aloy mechayev. To tell me only those toldas you chayev for, any other tolda, you're actually not going to be chayev for. So what's Rav's teretz? It's true. If someone's mashka, a beis hashlochin, on Shabbos, he's chayev. He's chayev mishum chayresh, according to Rabbo, mishum zeireya, according to Rav Yosef. But this that he's chayev is because it's a tolda. It's not an av malacha. So in Hilchas Shabbos, that the toldas are included, you're going to be chayev. But in Hilchas Shviyos, the toldas are not included. There's two toldas that you're chayev for. You're chayev for zmira and you're chayev for betzira. But other than that, there are no other toldas that you're chayev for. And being that there are no other toldas that you're chayev for, so when it relates to Hilchas Shabbos, when it relates to Hilchas Shviyos, you're not going to be chayev. So essentially, Rav is saying a very similar teretz to Abai. The kasha is mashkin beis hashlochin on Shviyos. How can you be mashkin beis hashlochin? Isn't there an isadei raisa? Two terutzim. Abai's teretz is true, being mashka beis hashlochin on Shviyos would constitute an isadei raisa, but the mission is going according to Rebbe bizman hazeh, with Shviyos bizman hazeh is only a derabbanon. Rav's teretz is similar. Rav's teretz is that really we're going according to the rabbanon, that Shviyos bizman hazeh is derayisa, but Rav holds that being mashka beis hashlochin is always only a derabbanon. The reason it's always only a derabbanon is because it's a toldah and only certain toldos are included to the laws of Shvias, but as relates to all other toldos, such as Mashkemei, such Lachim, you're not going to be chayv. So the short teretz is, why is it mutter on Shvias? Because all it is an Issa d'Rabbanan. The question is why? According to Abaye, because it's Shvias b'zman hazeh. According to Rava, because it's a toldos. But the Gemara now is going to digress, literally to the bottom of the Amid, and sort of discuss this big chiddush of Rava. Me'inyan le'inyan, as we'll see. But again, Rava's chiddush is that you're not chayef a toldos with the exception of the toldos that were mentioned. Frank Gemara v'lo, is that true? V'tanya, we're learning to the brisa. Now this brisa is a little bit of a long brisa. It's technical. We're not farmers, so it's going to be hard to fully appreciate all these different terms that the brisa is going to use. But we'll do what we do. It says sadcha lo sizra v'charmecha lo sizmar. Right? Matrius, what are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to sow your field, you're not allowed to plant, and also you're not allowed to prune your vineyard. In Liel is Zeruah, Zimur. So I know from here, you're not allowed to do Zeruah, you're not allowed to do Zimur. You can't be Zeruah, you can't be Zimur. Minayin, how do you know Lenichosh? How do you know you're not allowed to weed your field? Leidor, how do you know you're not allowed to dig ditches underneath your vineyard to soften the ground a little bit? Lekisuach, how do you know you're not allowed to cut out the bad grass from the good grass? Meaning it sounds like maybe those things you're allowed. Talmud Loimer, it says, Sod Choloi, Karma Choloi. We darshin, not Sod Choloi Sizmar, but Sod Choloi, period. Sod Choloi, can't touch your field. Karma Choloi, your Karim Loi. You're not allowed to touch your Karim. You can't do any malach in your field. You can't do any malach in your field. How do you know that you're not allowed to be Mekarsim? So Rashi says, Mekarsimin is the equivalent of pruning. However, you are mekarsim trees, okay? The in mezardin. How do you know that you're not allowed to be mezared? Mezardin means when you take some of the leaves of a tree off because there's just too many or too many branches. The in mefas can be ilan. How do you know that if you have a tree that's falling, you're not allowed to give it support? These things are all included. You're not allowed to do it. Another list of things. How do you know you're not allowed to fertilize a tree? How do you know that if there are stones on the roots of a tree, you're not allowed to remove them? How do you know you're not allowed to cover the roots of a tree with dirt? How do you know you're not allowed to smoke a tree? So Rashi says that sometimes to kill off insects that were on a tree, they would smoke it. Regardless, how do you know you're not allowed to do those things? All these things you're not allowed to do, says the Braisa. Yochalo, you kashkesh tachas azesim. You would think you're also not allowed to be mekashkesh tachas azesim. So what does it mean to be mekashkesh? Rashi says, hainu idur. Okay, what does it mean to be idur? So Rashi had said earlier on the Amid that you're digging a ditch. You're just softening the ground underneath this tree. So how do you know you're not allowed to be mekashkesh? And specifically, Rashi says, Mekashkish is with Zaysim when it's an olive tree. Veloye, other tachzakfanim. And how do you know they now let it be ma'adr? That's the real idur underneath a gefen, right? So Yekashkish and Ya'adr is the same thing. Yekashkish tachas a Zaysim. Rashi says it, the Gemara also says it. Ya'adr means tachas a gefen. Or veloye mali nekomim. How do you know you're not allowed to fill up crevices in the ground with water? Veloyasu ugiyos likfanim. And how do you know you're not allowed to dig a ditch underneath the vine to put water in there? Tamaloy masot. It said Zriya was included in the cup. There was no reason for the Torah really to single out Zriya. So why did we single out Zriya? To teach us that the only type of malacha that's going to be asur is a malacha that's going to be similar to Zareya. What's unique about Zareya? Just like Zriya is unique, it's an avoida that's done both in a field and in a vineyard. So too, the only type of malacha that's included is a malacha that people do in the field and they do in the vineyard. But all other malachas, such as the two that were just mentioned, Idur and Kishkush, these things are not done in fields and in vineyards, and as a result, they're going to be excluded. But why we bring all this? Because you see from this that even though the Torah singled out a few different types of malachas that you're not allowed to do on Shvias, but really there's a lot more that's included. In fact, we would just marba a whole bunch of things that we don't really understand. But we just marba a bunch of things. So you see, it's not only what's mentioned before in the Torah, other things as well. And some of these things that we mentioned were told us. They're not obvious. These weren't all things that were done in the Mishkan. But they're told us. They're me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan. So, Freik the Gemara, how could you, Rava, tell me that you're not chayiv midday raisa if you do a tolda on Shvias, and that's why you're allowed to be mashke beis hashlachim b'shvias, because a tolda, besides for the two that are mentioned in the Torah, Betzira and Zmira are only asim mid rabbanon. I have a brisa that was marba a whole bunch of toldas, and for the Gemara, pashut the teretz mid rabbanon. Really, all these drushes that the Gemara just brought, all these isurim that were just mentioned, are isurim the rabbanon. I we had pesukim across machta ba'almo. All the pasuk is an asmachta ba'almo. Says the Gemara, v'kishkush b'shvias mishari. So one of the things that we mentioned in the brisa was kishkush, and we said kishkush is something that you're allowed to do. Because it's not a malacha that you have in a field and in a vineyard. Such a malacha you could do. It says, Vashviyas tishamtena unetashta. And we chitarshin tishamtena melakashkesh. Tishamtena means you cannot, you have to refrain from being makashkesh. Unetashta melasakel. You're not allowed to be masakel. You're not allowed to remove stones from the tree. But what do you see from here? That you're not allowed to be makashkesh. Our Brisa said, you are allowed to be Mekashkesh. Here it says, you're not allowed to be Mekashkesh. Amar Ravukva Bar Chama. So Ravukva Bar Chama said, you have to say there's two dinim. Trei kishkushe hava. There's two types of kishkush. Chad avruya ilmi. One kishkush, the purpose of it is to strengthen the tree. That you're not allowed to do. The chad stumi pili. And the other one is to protect the tree. That's something that you're allowed to do. Ivruya ilani aser. Stumi pili, the second one, shari, that is going to be mutter, says the Gemara Vayter. May inyan le inyan, very much ba'oisei ho inyan. Itmar, ha'chayresh b'shviyas. If somebody plows on shviyas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, there was a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Chadama, one said loika, you would get malchus. Chadama, the other one said, ain't a loika, you're not going to get malchus. So we have a machlekes Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, we don't know who said what. Whether, if someone is chayresh on shmita, you're going to get malchus, or are you not going to get malchus? So let's take a step back. Let's see if we can try to figure out on our own. Meaning, what would be the muscho rishon if you were going to learn this sugya, and the question was posed to you. If someone's chayresh b'shvias, should he get malchus or should he not get malchus? Okay, so I would start in Parshas Kisisa. We know you're not allowed to be chayresh on shvias. It says, b'charesh uvakotze tishbois. It says clearly that you're not allowed to be chayresh. But it doesn't say, thou shall not be chayresh. It doesn't say any of the magic words, yisham or pen, ah, loy, that would imply lois asay. All it says is tishbois. Tishbois is an asay. So you see, it's aser midai raisa to be chayresh, but it doesn't say anywhere that there's a lois asay, which means, based on that, chura, where would the malchus be? Okay. But we have another parasha. We have parashas Bahar. Now, parashas Bahar, the Torah does mention certain things that you're not allowed to do, and not only you're not allowed to do them, but they're lavin. It says sodcho loy sizra loy. That means lav. The karmacho loy sizmar isviach kitzircho loy siktzar ves inve nizirecho loy sivzar. Okay, but it doesn't mention chayrish. So based on these psukim, there's no makar to chayrish. But we know the Torah is nidreshes b'shloish esrei midos. And the emphasis, if you look carefully at this pasuk, there is one of the shloish esrei midos that l'chur would seem to be at play. And that is klal prat klal. Because if you look closer at the pasuk, ubashana hashviyas shabbos shabbosan yila'aret shabbos l'Hashem. That's a klal. Shabbos shabbosan yila'aret. When you read the pasuk, without thinking yud gemo midos hatayr nidreshes v'em, you see it. Shabbos shabbosan yila'aret means you're not allowed to do malacha. And then the Torah starts singling things out. Sot chalei sizra v'cham chalei sizmar. We have a whole bunch of examples. And then what does it say again? Shnas shabbosan yila'aret. So the chur, you have a klal prat to klal. What's the rule? Rabbi Shmuel said, klal prat to klal, iatodon elaka ena prat. So when you look at the prat, you tell me what's unique about the prat, and anything that's like the prat would be included. So the prat is zriya, zmira, ktsira, and betzira. Charisha sounds similar. So you would think that based on klal prat to klal, iatodon elaka ena prat, you would be marba charisha. And that's really the premise. That's the basis to say that there would be malchus for someone that's charish on shvias. That's for sure the Shita. And really, as we'll see, the Gemara now is going to mutch a little bit. What about the other Mandama? How could you hold this no Malchus? L'chur, it's a klal prat to klal. Iatadon elaka ena prat. So for sure, by the way, if you dash in ribui miyat ribui, you're marbi even more. So regardless of how you go about this, l'chur, you would seem for sure that you need to be marbi chayresh. So zok tehelege Gemara. Again, we had a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. If someone's chayresh b'shvi, you're going to get malchus, you're not going to get malchus. One said yeah, one said not. So the Gemara says, leima b'derab abin omer Rabbi Yochanan miflake. It would seem that maybe the machloikis is toluy in a chiddush that Rabbi Abin said in the name of Rabbi Yulah. Omer Rabbi Abin, omer Rabbi Yulah. Come on, because you have a klal b'asei uprat b'loisa. Say anytime you have a klal prat or a klal prat to klal, the klal is an asei, and the prat is a loisa asei, like our Gemara. Shabbos Shabbos and Yil La'aretz Shabbos Lashem is an asay. Sodcha Lois Sizra is a Lois asay. So what Rabbi Abin say in the name of Rabbi Law? Ain't done a Lois of a Klal Prat HaKlal. You can't darshan it like a Klal Prat HaKlal. Also, the Gemara says Gevaldik. Mandam Aloika. The Mandam that says you get Malkus if you're Chayresh. He is marbit from a Klal Prat HaKlal. Less like the Rabbi Abin on Rabbi Law. He doesn't hold the Rabbi Abin Rabbi Law. He doesn't care about the fact that the Klal is an asay and the Prat is a Lois asay. Therefore, you're going to be marbit. The Mandam ain't like it. The Mandam that says you don't get Malkus is like the Rabbi Abin. He does hold like Rabbi Abin, and because he holds like Rabbi Abin, so therefore it's not a Klal Prat HaKlal. The Gemara says Law. It's not Muchet. Kuli Amal less like the Rabbi Abin on Rabbi Law. Maybe nobody holds of Rabbi Law, and therefore everybody really theoretically would hold you have a klal prato klal. Samanam aloyke the mandam says you get malchus shaper. It's very good. You get malchus because you have a klal prato klal. To me, mar bechayrish mandam ainu loyke. And the mandam that says that you don't get malchus, amalach is going to tell you mechti. Zmira bechlal zriya. Zmira was really included in zriya. Had the Torah never said zmira, you would have known zmira. Ubtzira bechlal ktzira. Had the Torah never said Betzira, you would have known it, because it's included in Ktzira. So why did the Torah mention it? Lamemer, to teach us, Dahani told us who the Mechayev. Yechayev for these told us, but I told Achrina loy Mechayev. But you're not Chayev for any other Tolda. In other words, you're right. Really, you have the setup of a Klal Prato Klal. But there's a kasha on the Klal Prato Klal. Because if this Klal Prato Klal was meant to be Darshan, then why did the Torah have to talk so much? The Torah should have just said, Esod Chaloy Sizra, and the Torah should have said, why the Torah mentions Zmira when you know for sure Zmira? And why the Torah mention Betzira when you know for sure Betzira? To teach me no drushes in this parsha. No poldas, like Rava said earlier on the Yamin. And you can't be married by even other others via the vehicle of Klal Prato Klal. So really, there should be a Klal Prato Klal. The Loisa say, no one holds of Rabbi Abin Rabbi. That's a huge chiddush. Nobody holds of that chiddush. But the point is, there's a hechrach in the parsha, Minei Ube. It's Me'inyan le'inyan to what Rava was saying. Just like Rava said, even though usually you're marba told us, but we're not going to be marba told us from the fact that the Torah singled out two told us, it's mashma only those two told us. We're even not going to be marba other others using the Klal Prato Klal based on that same cheshmin. That's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara now says, Veloy, is that true? Meaning, it's true that no other toldos are included. It's true that you can't even be mar b'chayresh with a klal prato klal. It's true that only the things that are mentioned are included, but everything else not. But don't we have a b'raisa that included a whole bunch of different things? Which b'raisa? The b'raisa at the Gemara brought on the top of the Yomit. So the Gemara now is going to chazar, literally, this is chazar sashir, verbatim, everything that we just said in Aman Aleph. So we're just going to do what we do. So the Gemara says, v'hatanya, we learned in a b'raisa, sot chalei sizra, I only know the ruah and zimur what it says before in the Torah. You can't do any melach in your field. You can't do any melach in your vineyard. How do you know you're not allowed to do those things? I would have thought you would have thought you're not allowed to do those things. And additionally, you're not allowed to fill up the cracks with water. You can't dig ditches to put water underneath the vine. Zriya was in the cloud. So why was it excluded? Zriya is unique because it's an avodah that you could do in a field and in a camp. Of course, you have. But what's the point? Exhale. The point is that you see from here that it's really other malachas are included. So how can you tell me there's no toldos included? And you can't even darsh in klal prato klal that this is literally an osnam. It's an anomaly to the principle of klal prato klal. Why? Because the Torah singled out things, vice, nothing else. I have a price of just marba, 15 things. So you see, there are other things included. Gemara says, no, all those ribuyim are only midirabonim. Either a pasik, who gross machta be'alma, the pasik is merely an asmachta be'alma. So we turn the page and we continue along. May inyan le inyan ba'oysa inyan. Zokti Gemara, ki asa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he reported back so much. He came back with divrei halacha, with divrei agada, came back with maisalach. He had so much sayings that people say in Marava and Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Dimi comes back and he said the following, quote, these were the words that came out of Pekotshoi, so Rav Dimi. He said, Yachol yiloke ala toisfis. You would think that you should get Malkus for toisfis. V'nasav la Talmud al-Ptura. Meaning, in Eretz Yisrael they said as follows, there would have been a havamin, you should get Malkus for toisfis. V'nasav la Talmud al-Ptura, but they came out with a limud that said not. V'lo yodana my Talmuda u'my toisfis. No one knew what Rav Dimi was meant. Like, what's meant there? What's this toisfis? What's this havamin? Why are you getting Malkus for a toisfis? And there's a Talmud, there's a limud, the Ptura. Right, what does this all mean? So the Gemara says, there was a machloikis. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Laz and Rabbi Yochanan trying to understand or explaining what this comment was. Rabbi Laz said, and this is what this meant. He said, Men Charisha, that's the Tosfos. The Tosfos is Charisha. Now, why would Charisha be Tosefes? Why would that be considered Tosfos? So Rashi asks the Kasha, because we're discussing Chayresh in the context of Malkus, And really, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, you should get Malkus for being Chayresh. It says B'Chayresh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it doesn't say Malkus. So Chayresh, Klape Malkus for doing Malacha and Shemitah is an outsider looking in. So Yachol, you would have thought you lock Al Charisha to ask you Miklau Pratu Klau. That would have been the Havamina, right? There's only one Havamina, like we said. Klau Pratu Klau, V'Nosef LaTamudu LaPtura. But there was a Limud that said, nah, what was the Limud? Amar Aleph Dim Kain, Kol Hani Prati Lamali. Then why do you need all these other Ribuyim? Then why does the Torah have to talk about Zmira and Betzira? So obviously, there's nothing to be Marba. No toldis, no klal prat klal, and that's what he meant. And that's the way Rabbi Elazar explained it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said a different pshat. And this other pshat of Rabbi Yochanan is a completely different pshat. It's going to talk about Shvius, so it's not a different sugya, but it is a completely different pshat, and this is going to be malava us, this new sugya, into daf dalet amir aleph. Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm going to tell you what this line, Yochel Yilok ala Tosefes, the Nasav la Talmud al Ptura means. What it means is as follows. Yomim Shahisifu Chachamim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The Tosefes that we're talking about over here is Tosefes Rosh Hashanah, or also known as Tosefes Shvius. Vahachi Kamar, Yochel Yilok ala Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. You would have thought that you should get Malkus if you violate Tosefes Shvius. Why would you have thought that? To ask Yomi Bacharish of Akatsa Tishbois. Because you would have thought that included in Bacharish of Akatsa Tishbois is a limud that not only you're not allowed to do malach on Shvius, but you also can't do malach on Tosefes Shvius, v'nasav la Talmud al Ptura, and there was a limud that said you're potter, and what's that limud? The Gemara doesn't always do this, once in a while, kid de be'ino l'meim l'kamon, we'll see l'kamon. And we'll see exactly what the limud is. Okay, first, what is Rabbi Yechanan talking about? He's discussing Tosefes Shvius. Tosefes Shvius is like Tosefes Shabbos. You're not allowed to work your field on Shemitah. Shemitah is from when the year starts until when the year ends. Be'echad b'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'Shemitah. It's the first Mishnah in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Arba Rosh Hashanah, maybe one of them is Echad b'tishrei. And Echad b'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for a few things. And one of the things it's Rosh Hashanah for is it's the Rosh Hashanah for Shvius. So really, when does Shemitah start? It starts in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Stating that there's a halacha called Tosefes Shvius. Tosefes Shvius says that you have to add on to Shemitah. I mean, in addition to the 1 year of Shemitah, you have to be Moisev as well. And that's what this line, Yochel Yulak Ala Tosefes, was talking about. You would have thought that if somebody would violate Tosefes Shvius, you would get Malkus. You don't get Malkus. You know why? Because V'nosav La Talmud Al Ptura, based on a limud, we know that you don't get Malkus. What's this limud? Kidabi'inon L'meimer L'kamon. So the Gemara now is going to build up to this L'kamon. But first, the Gemara is going to give us the background of Tosefes Shvius. This is a little bit of an interesting Gemara, technical, but a little bit interesting in terms of understanding the history and the genesis of Tosefes Shvius. So the Gemara says, "My yomim shelefnei Rosh Hashanah." What is Tosefes Shvius? What does it even mean? K'detran. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in the very first parak of Masechtas Shvius. In fact, this is the first Mishnah in Mishnayos Shvius. An Masai Chorshim B'Stei Ilan. How long are you allowed to be Chorsh? You're not allowed to be Chorsh on Shvius. There's a halacha called Tosefes Shvius. So the assumption is that Erev Shvius, sometime before Shvius, you already enforced this rule that you're not allowed to be Chorsh. So if you have a Stei Ilan, Stei Ilan is Kishmai Kachi. It's a Sada, it's a field, and what's in the field? An Ilan, trees. So you have trees inside this field. So up until what point are you allowed to be Chorsh in such a field? Beishamay says, Kozman Shayaf of the Pri. As long as the plowing is going to help the fruit that's going to grow during the Shemitah year, you can't do it. Meaning, if the chayrish that I'm doing is for this, I'm doing it during the sixth year, and it's to benefit the sixth year, then it's fine. But once it's going to start having a benefit for the seventh year, at that point, it's not going to be okay. So if it's Yofel Pri that grew in the sixth year, then it's okay. But if it's I'm being chayrish for the seventh year, that's when this halacha goes into effect. Beisulim says, Adat Saras. He says, no, it's Shavuos. And the Gemara says, V'kraven Divrei'elu, Lirushki Divrei'elu. Even though Bisham and Beisul are arguing, and clearly there's two opinions, and very often the two opinions were diametrically opposed, but in this case, they're actually not so off. Meaning, Beishamai is Zman, and Beisul's man are very, very similar. Okay, Van Mosai Chorshin Stei Halovan. What about a Stei Halovan? So a Stei Halovan is a Sada Rashi says Shal Tfuah. So Lovan means Tfuah. A Stei Halovan, up at what point are you allowed to plow a field like that? Erev Shvius, Mishatichla Halecha. You're allowed to do it until the moistness of the field starts drying up. Meaning, as long as there's lechos, as long as it's moist, the field, you can still do it. Once it dries up, not. Kolzman, Rashi takes out the vav. Kolzman shebnei adam chorshin lita mikshoyis midlois. And this coincides with the time that people are plowing to plant mikshoyis, squash midlois, or gourds, different types of vegetables. This is the shir. Reb Shimon says that I'm not so tzefridim with this shir. You know why? Because im kein nos natayra shielchol echav echav biyadai. I'm going to do it when my field dries up, and you're going to stop when your field dries up. If it's based on the leichus of the field, everyone's going to end up having his own shear, and we don't like that. Rather, ela b'stei alovin, you want to know what the shear is with the stei alovin, ada pesach, it's until pesach, b'stei even like Beis Hillel said, ada tzeres, it's going to be up until atzeres. So the bottom line is, we have a discussion in the Tanoim, b'shamei Beis Hillel also, until what point are you still allowed to be chayrish? Meaning, there's something called tois v'shvias. So, the iser b'chayrish of akatsa tishpois is not only true for Shemitah itself, but it actually starts a little bit earlier. The question is how much earlier, and it varies. Is it a stay Elon? Is it a stay Lavan? Machlokes b'shamei Beis Hillel with a Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Zok the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Rav Shimon ben Levi, Rav Shimon bar Kapara. Rav Shimon ben Pazi send the name, Rav Shimon ben Levi send the name of bar Kapara. Rav Gamliel beis Sinai nimnu al shnei prakam alalu bitlam. The Rav Gamliel and his bezin, they got up later and they were mevatel both of these manim. Meaning, this manim of Pesach and this manim of Atzeres and all these different shiurim that we just said of up until what point you're allowed to be chayrish, Rabbi Gamliel's bezdin was mevatalit. So the Gemara stops and says, "Amalei Rabbi Zeir the Rabbi Avo." For Amri Lassam say Rish Lakish told it to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Gamliel bezdin a hechi matzim mevatit takanta de beshami besol. Rabbi Gamliel has the authority to be mevatal something beshami besol. Did vatanam? We know the Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? It's a Mishnah in Idias. It's also Megillah that pays him an aleph. Ein bezdin yochel levatel divrei bezdin chaveroi elo imken gadol mimenu b'chachma v'minyan. So a bezdin can't just go be mevatel a previous bezdin. Now sometimes it could if it's greater b'chachma or b'minyan, but that's just a roundabout way of saying you can't. And Rabbi Gamliel's bezdin is not bigger than the bezdin of Ishami Bezil. Right? We know about the Shmoinim Talmidim that Hillel Azokin had, and the Rebbe Hillel was. It's not negay. So the point is, says the Gemara, so how could Rabbi Gamliel's bezdin go and be mevatel this bezdin? So the Gemara says that the question was asked. Again, who asked the question? Rabbi Zeir asked it to Rabbi Avo. Reish Lakish asked it to Rabbi Yochanan. We have two versions. So regardless of who the question was asked to, the Gemara says, Ishtoimim kashachada. Of the minute, he was like taken aback. Ooh, that's a good kasha. And then he chapped. Amalei. He told him, no, you know what? I don't think it's such a good kasha. Maybe when Bisham Bisil instituted these manim initially, they instituted it with a tanai. Meaning they incorporated a tanai into the initial institution of this halacha. And they said, quote, Kol ha-roitza levatel, yavai v'yavatel. Not anybody, but like Rabbi Gamliel's bezdin. If they would want to come and they would want to be mevatel, yavai v'yavatel. This is something that you're allowed to do. So the Gemara says, 1 second, we're not sufficient. Did do he? What, Bisham Bisil, that bailim on Tois Vishvias? Right, what do we have up until this point? We're trying to understand. What's this man of Tois Vishvias? Bisham Bisil. Okay. Rabbi Gamliel was mevatel. How could Rabbi Gamliel be mevatel something Bisham Bisil did? Oh, because Bisham Bisil, they allowed him. They said, the katchila, that if some later bezdin feels that they deem that that's the appropriate thing to do, kizuntahet. Yavai viyabatel. But the Gemara says, at the end of this, not Bisham Bisil's inyan. They're bailim over Taisvis Shvias. Halacha l'moishem misinahi. We know it's halacha l'moishem misinahi. How do we know that? Damer Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yoichan, Meshum Rav Nechunye, Ish Bigas Beis Churton, Eser Netiyos, 1. Arava, 2. V'nisach Hamayim, 3. Halacha l'moishem misinahi. So this is a line that comes up in many places in Shas. And most places it comes up, we focus more on Arava and Nisach Hamayim. Right, what's Arava? Arava, there was a mitzvah to have Arava. Hishan Arava, there was a mitzvah to take a very, very tall Arava and put it next to the Mizbeach every single day of Sukkot. Nisuch HaMayim, that's Ushaftamayim B'sosim, that's the Simchus Beis HaShoeva, that's the special carbon that was brought to Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash. What's Esen Etiyos? Esen Etiyos is a halacha in Shvias. In fact, it's a halacha in Toisvis Shvias. The halacha of Esen Etiyos says that if you have 10 young saplings, right, you have 10 young trees. These are trees that need to grow and they need to mature. And if you're not going to water them, then what's going to happen is it's going to end up being a tremendous hefset. So if you have 10 netiyos, and specifically they're mifuzorois betoich beisah, they're scattered within an area of a beisah, the halach is you're allowed to be chayresh the entire field up until Rosh Hashanah, up until Shviyah starts. The laws of Tois v'Shviyah don't apply. So what do you see from here? You see that Tois v'Shviyah is halacha l'moishem misinai. You know why? Because if Esen netiyos, there is no Tois v'Shviyas. Michlal hein atashemei alav. That is a concept of Tois v'Shviyas. So afraid to Gemara, Rav Gamliel bezdinai, we're mevatel Tois v'Shviyas. Why? Oh, because Bishayim Beisul, they incorporated in the original tenets of their rule that if somebody wants to come later, yavoi v'yavatel. It's not theirs. They're not bailam on Tois v'Shviyas. It's halach l'maish misinai. Now I know it's halach l'maish misinai because esen etiyos, that's mutter, is halach l'maish misinai. So it's certainly implied that the concept of Tois v'Shviyas is deraisa. Some Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak said Gishmak. He said, Kig miri hilchas ha-shloishim yom lufnei Rosh Hashanah. It's true. There's halach l'maish misinai of Tois v'Shviyas. Clearly implied from esen etiyos. But that halach l'maish misinai is 30 days. That's all it is. It's Shloishim Yom. For also Hani, what happened was Bisham Yisrael came and they broadened the scope of Tosfos v'Shvi'is. And they were masaking tikkun mi Pesach u'me Atzeres. They said, no, started from Pesach Atzeres, depending if it's a stay Elon or it's a stay Lavan. For asnu b'dedu. But in that chumrah, in that expansion, that extension of the rule of Tosfos v'Shvi'is, which at its core is really Halacha L'moed Shmei Sinai, they said the following, Koloroitza levatel yaveh v'yavatel. And you know, came around, Rabbi Gamliel came around, and Rabbi Gamliel came around, he was mevatel it. Okay, so we seem to have figured out now a little bit the genesis of Tosfos v'Shvi'is. Tosfos v'Shvi'is is really Halacha L'moed Shmei Sinai. Okay, and what the Halacha L'moed Shmei Sinai said, Lamed Yoy. Bisham and Bisol's Bezdin broadened the scope. They allowed for a future Bezdin to repeal it if they felt that that was the right thing to do. V'kachava. Rabbi Gamliel took up Bisham and Bisol on their offer. Kolaroitza levatel yove v'yavatel v'yove Rabbi Gamliel u'bezdinoy. And they were mevatel. But the Gemara says, we're still not happy with the history of Tosfos v'Shvi'is, the way it's being presented. Because the Gemara says, is this really Halacha L'moed Shmei Sinai? Meaning at this point, it's Halacha L'moed Shmei Sinai, but no, it's not. Kroy ninu, it's Psukim. Psukim, it's different. Halacha L'moed Shmei Sinai l'chod, and Kroy l'chod. But what's the difference between Halacha L'moed Shmei Sinai and Kroy? So there are differences. Number one, the famous truth of the Noida Behuda comes to mind, where the Noida Behuda says, Safik Deiraisa L'chomer, everybody knows that. But Safik Halacha L'moed Shmei Sinai is l'kula. So there are nuances on Halacha L'moed Shmei Sinai. It's a freak to Gemara. Isn't a Hilchas, it's Halacha L'moed Shmei Sinai. It's a Pasik. What's this Pasik? The Tanan. It's actually a Mishnah. Also, in the first parak of Masech Teshvi'is, Becharish Uvakotzer Tishbay. It says in the Torah, Becharish Uvakotzer Tishbay. So this is the Pasik that we said earlier. Is the makar that you're not allowed to be chayresh, you're not allowed to plow on Shemitah. It also says you're not allowed to cut tefuah on Shemitah. Rabbi Kiva Omer, but Rabbi Kiva said exactly that. Ain't tzarich lemer chayresh v'kasa shal shviyas. Really, the pasuk didn't have to tell me that you're not allowed to be chayresh and be koitzer on shviyas. Shari kfar ne'amar, because it says sod chaloy sizra, techar mechaloy sizmar. And based on that, you would think that chayresh should be included, and for sure katsira, because katsira is definitely mentioned in Parshas Bahar. Elo, so why did it say in the Torah becharish of akatzah tishbois charish al eres shviyas and nichnas l'shviyas? What the Torah is coming to say is they now even be chayresh eres shviyas if it's going to affect what's going to grow on shviyas. V'katzah shal shviyas sheyatzel maitzoy shviyas, and it's saying they now to be koitzer on shviyas in the event that it's going to end up affecting Moitzoy Shvi'is. But the point is that Rabbi Akiva holds that Becharish of Akatzah Tishbois is coming to teach me the halachas of Tosfos v'Shvi'is. Rabbi Shmuel argues. He says, no, the pasuk of Becharish of Akatzah Tishbois is not talking about Shemitah at all. You know what it's talking about? It's actually talking about Shabbos. And the truth is, if you look at the pasuk would seem to say it's talking about Shabbos. Because the pasuk, Becharish of Akatzah Tishbois, is the Sefer. There's a ratio to the pasuk. The ratio says sheishes yomim tavoid uvayoyim ashvi tishbois. That's for sure Shabbos. And then it says becharish vakalta tishbois. According to Rabbi Akiva, the first half of the pasuk is talking about Shabbos. The second half of the pasuk is talking about shmita. Meinyan leinyan ba'isa inyan batchalkeo. We're literally dividing the pasuk. The first half is talking about one inyan. The second half is talking about another inyan. Rabbi Shmuel says I don't think so. But rather, I think the sefer of the pasuk is also talking about Shabbos. And what the Torah is saying is you're not allowed to be chayresh, you're not allowed to be koitzer on Shabbos. Now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you still have to understand, why would the Torah have to tell me you can't be chayresh and koitzer? Chayresh and koitzer are two of the 39 malachas. The other 37 are not mentioned in the Torah, with the exception of loisavar u'esh b'chol moish v'seichem v'yem ha-Shabbos. But really, the malachas are not mentioned, and the Gemara makes a big deal about why it's mentioned. So really, the malachas are not mentioned in the Torah. So if the malachas are not mentioned in the Torah, why would we mention this? So Rabbi Shmuel explained. He said, it's coming to teach me halacha, ma chorish rishos, just like chorish is always rishos, right? A person can't be plowing and say, oh, I'm doing a mitzvah now. Which mitzvah? Which mitzvah involves plowing? There is no mitzvah. Avkatsa rishos. So too, ketzira, which sometimes could be a mitzvah, does not mean a mitzvah. Meaning, you're allowed to be koitzer on Shabbos l'dvar mitzvah. What's an example of being koitzer l'dvar mitzvah? Yotze ktsira oimer shei mitzvah. Ktsira oimer. The ktsira so oimer is considered a mitzvah. And Rabbi Shmuel Shita is that you're allowed to be koitzer on Shabbos. But what's the bottom for ktsira oimer? What's the bottom line? Bottom line is we have a pasuk, according to Rabbi Akiva, that says that there's something called Tosfos v'Shvi'is. Becharish of Akatzah Tishbois, I don't need it to tell me Shvi'is. So what it's coming to teach me is Tosfos v'Shvi'is. Again, we're trying to understand now the history of Tosfos v'Shvi'is. Halacha L'moed Shmei Sinai, Bisham Bisul's Bezdin, then Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin, But it sounds like it started with Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Freik the Gemara, Hilchasininu, Kroininu, it's a pasuk. Isn't this the pasuk of Acharish of Akatsa Tishmois? Elam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, yeah, you're right, it's a pasuk. 100% it's a pasuk. Ay, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Ki Gmiri Hilchas Alamishri Yalda. Kroi L'Mesa Eskena. No, the Iker Din Taisvis Shvias is a pasuk. And that's Acharish of Akatsa Tishmois. Ay, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Esen Etiois. We thought that the Makar to the Isser Tois V'Shvias was that Esen Etiyos. Because Michlal, from the fact that Esen Etiyos Amutter, that implies that everything else is Aser. Of the Zokter of Nachman Yitzchak, no, that's really not the Pshat. Really, all the Halacha L'Moshe Misina of Esen Etiyos was teaching me was the Kula, the fact that there's a Heter that Esen Etiyos is Mutter. But the Gemara is not happy with this. The Gemara says, V'kimen the Hilchas Alamishri Yaldo, if I have Halacha L'Moshe Misina already that tells me that Yaldo's Mutter, Lab Memelus Gein Asir, so I know my male that's gained as aser. So why would I need a pasuk? So the Gemara says, I hear Ella Hilchasa, the Rabbi Yishmael, Kroy the Rabbi Akiva. Must be the halacha is going according to Rabbi Yishmael, and the pasuk is going according to Rabbi Akiva. Meaning we have a little bit of a steer here. On the one, I have a pasuk, B'charj V'chazat Tishbois, that teaches me that Tois V'Shvias is a pasuk. And then I have halacha L'Mesh Misin, I have Esen Etiyos, that also teaches me the halacha of Esen Etiyos. So which one is it? Is Esen Etiyos a pasuk, B'charj V'chazat Tishbois, or is it halacha L'Mesh Misin? The Teretz says, who said it's a pasuk? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel argued. Rabbi Shmuel said, your pasuk, Rabbi Akiva, Becharsha Vakatsa Tishba, is not talking about Shemitah. It's talking about Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, I don't have a pasuk. According to Rabbi Shmuel, I'm going to have Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So this is what the Gemara did up until this point. Basically, all we did was we presented the history and the genesis of the laws of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, at its core, is what? A Deiraisa. Machlokes, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, the Maskanas HaGemara, whether it's a pasuk or it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a pasuk. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Which Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? It's the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Eser Netiyos. Now, the original Halacha L'Moshe, the original Deiraisa of Tois V'Shvias was Lamed Yoyim. Bisham Bishul's Bezdin came, they broadened the scope of it. They said that if Kolaroitz Levato Yavoi V'yavatel, Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin came and was mevatel. What did they do? They couldn't be mevatel the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Obviously, no Bezdin could do that. They couldn't be mevatel the Deiraisa. That's obvious. What they did was, is they were mevatel the Hisafa in the Din Tois V'Shvias of Bishayim Bizol. They instituted based on its original Halacha, which is the Halacha of La Midyayim. Says the Gemara. This is the first Mahalach. In terms of understanding what happened, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan had a different halach. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Gamliel beis dinoi mid deiraisa bataluhu. That you want to know, Rabbi Gamliel and the Bezdin did, they were mevatel the din deiraisa of Tois V'Shvias. They were mevatel the halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Tois V'Shvias. They were mevatel the din deiraisa the b'charsh v'katzah tishmois of Tois V'Shvias. How did they have a right to do that? Oh, they did it mid deiraisa. They came with the koyach of Torahs, a very big kiddush. My timer, gama Shabbos, Shabbos mi Shabbos bere. They made Xerus Shava, Shabbos by Shemitah, Torah calls Shemitah Shabbos, and Shabbos by Maisa Bereshis, the seventh day of the week. And they made the following cheshbon, Mala Halon Hi Asru Lefnao Lachrei Mutarim, just like by Tois V'Shabbos, there's no such halacha. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do malacha. Before Shabbos, is it something called Tois V'Shabbos? After Shabbos? No! Afkan Hi Asru Lefnao Mutarim. So to hear, before it's going to be Mutar, and afterwards, it's going to be Aser. Now Tosfos asks the obvious question. There's not such thing as Tosfos Shabbos Rebbeinu Shalom. We have so many related rabbis on Tosfos Shabbos. It's possible there's something called Tosfos Shabbos. How can you say there's no such thing as Tosfos Shabbos? The first sugya in Arvi Psachim is all about Tosfos Shabbos. So how can you tell me there's no such thing as Tosfos Shabbos? This is Tosfos Kasha. Ayin Shom. But either way, Maskel Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said, I don't understand what Rabbi Yochanan just said. He said, Man Dama Hilchasa Asik Zeir Shava Akra Hilchasa. What? Zeir Shava could be Oicha Alocha L'Moshe Misinai. Uman Dama Kra. Ask you, Xer Shava, Akra Kra. Me, Rabbi Gamliel's coming from Xer Shava, the way Rabbi Yochanan's explaining it. But still, Xer Shava is not better than Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Xer Shava is not better than a Pasuk. Elam Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said a different pshat, maybe in what Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin did. Rabbi Gamliel Bezdinoi Savri Laka Rabbi Yishmal. The Amri Hilchasa Gemiri La, who holds that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin held like Rabbi Yishmal. Not like Rabbi Akiva that it's a Pasuk Tois V'Shvias. But like Rabbi Yishmal that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And he said a Knech. V'chi Gemiri Hilchasa. When did they say the Hilchasa B'Zman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim? It was Negei when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim. Dumyo Deniso Chamayim. Fascinating. Because Esen Etiyos, Arava, and Niso Chamayim were all Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Right? You ever wonder why these three things together? And you can't tell me because these are the only three Halacha L'Moshe Misinais. Good Achis, Good Asig, Toifan Akuma, Lavud. to name a few that come to mind. These are all halachas from Moshe Mitzrayim. Chatzitzin, mechitzin, shiurim are all halachas from Moshe Mitzrayim. So what do you mean? There's so many halachas from Moshe Mitzrayim. You know why these three are presented together? Because they're meshach shaychi la'adadi. They have a connection to each other. And just like Arava and Nisach HaMayim were only bezman shavei samikdash ha'yikayim, so too, Esenetiyos was also only negay bezman shavei samikdash kayim. Avo bezman shavei samikdash kayim loy. It wasn't negay that halachas from Moshe Mitzrayim anymore. Yeah, midirabbanon. Was Rabbi Gamliel ubetlu, and that was Rabbi Gamliel's bezdin. That's why they were able to go ahead and be mevatel it. So the Gemara had a whole bunch of different pshatim and how Rabbi Gamliel's bezdin historically at some point was mevatel tois v'shvias. How can he be mevatel tois v'shvias? L'chura, tois v'shvias is either halachas from Moshe Mitzrayim or tois v'shvias is a Pasuk in the Torah, b'chaz b'chaz tish boys. Regardless, either way you go, Rabbi Gamliel's Bezin doesn't have the credentials to be able to do that. And really, what came out from this last Gemara that we just learned, three mahalachim. One mahalach is you write the Ikredin, Tois v'Shvius is they write Halach l'Moshe Mitzrayim. But the Ikredin was only Lamed Yod. Rabbi Gamliel, b'shamay b'sul, they brought in the scope. All Rabbi Gamliel's Bezin did was, they were oikah what b'shamay b'sul did. The second mahalach that the Gemara said was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that they were mevatel the deiraisa, but they came with a gzeira shofa. Mid deiraisa betlu. They were mevatel with a din deiraisa, with one of the yudgam amidash atarin, a drashas ben with a gzeira shofa. Rav Ashi said that it's true they were mevatel it, but it's because Rabbi Gamliel held like Rabbi Yishmael was Allah l'maish m'sinai, and Allah l'maish m'sinai of Esenetias was said together with Arava Nisach HaMayim, to imply that it's like a Rav Nisach HaMayim, and just like a Rav Nisach HaMayim is only Bismach Mesa Mikdash HaYikayim, so to this was only Negei Bismach Mesa Mikdash HaYikayim. But here's the question that we didn't answer yet. What does this have to do with our Sugya? Well, I mean, it's Geshmak, it's Shemitah. We started off with a whole introduction about Chalamoid. Chalamoid is the moon, and now we're talking about Tais V'Shvias for a number and a half. So again, we have to just revisit the Gemara, just to close the loop. The Gemara and Afgim Lamed Beis started. Yasser Rav Dimi Yom, Rav Dimi came, he said, Yachl, you lock out Tosfos. You would think you should get Malkus for violating Tosfos. The Nasav, well, Talmud Leptur. No, you know why? Because there's a Limud that says not. And there was Machlokes, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, what that meant. Rabbi Lazar said, you know what that meant? He was talking about being Chayresh on Shvias. That's what he's talking about. Yachl, you would think you should be Chayresh on Shvias. Why? Because it says Bechar Shavakatsa Tishbois. It's not included in Parshas Bahar. Or Beklal Pratu Klal. V'nosavla Tamudu L'Ptura. We have a Makar that not. You know what the Makar is? Because the Torah mentioned so many things. And if there's a Klal Pratu Klal, there's no reason to have to mention all those things. But Rabbi Yochanan had a different shot. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yochel, you look ala Toisvis. You would have thought you should get Malkus for Toisvis Shvias. If somebody violates Toisvis Shvias a few weeks before Shemitah goes ahead, you would think you should get Malkus. V'nosavla Tamudu L'Ptura. We have a Limud not. Because even though Tais v'Shvias was a deiraisa, Abba Rabbi Yochanan the Shitasa at the end of the daf said that Rabbi Gamliel's bezin was mevatelit, and you know why Rabbi Gamliel's bezin was mevatelit mid deiraisa betlu. They darshan the gzeira shav, and the gzeira shav is what was mevatelit. V'nasala tamuda l'ptura. They came with a limud. It was Rabbi Gamliel's bezin. That's the limud that Rav Dimi was talking about, and they were mevatelit. And they said that even though Tais v'Shvias was a deiraisa, thus you can understand the havamina yachal yulak al Tais v'Shvias avadus da din Tais v'Shvias deiraisa halachal ma'ish mis. You would for sure think. V'nasa tamudu l'ptura, that's how you know that you're going to be pot.